Oklahoma lawmakers have filed more than a half dozen bills that would limit municipal authority over oil and gas production. The legislation differs in the details, but the motivation is the same.
A fracking ban is a drilling ban.
That's Republican House Speaker Jeff Hickman. He authored one of the anti-frack ban bills. His inspiration?
Members, you may have seen in the news recently about some of the things that have been going on in Texas, community of Denton, where a handful of people were able to ban fracking in Denton.
But it was a big handful. During the November 2014 election, 15,000 voters, about 59%, marked their ballots to ban fracking within the city limits. The Denton frack ban touched off legal and legislative challenges and spooked oil industry supporters north of the border in Oklahoma, where Hickman and other top lawmakers vowed to head off problems before they started.
It's been a real mess in Texas.
Lawmakers in Oklahoma worry that anti-fracking enthusiasm could take root in college towns like Stillwater and Norman, where there have been calls for tougher oil and gas rules and demonstrations, like this one in front of Norman City Hall in December 2014.
Have oil companies been honest with us about the negative ramifications of pipelines, et cetera? Of course not.
Cindy Rosenthal, and I'm the mayor of Norman. Our end goal really is to provide for the health, public safety, and welfare of our community.
Rosenthal says the city of Norman has been updating its outdated oil and gas rules. Many of the revisions address issues such as fencing, insurance, and setbacks, like how close an oil well can be to a house. Authors of anti-frack ban legislation say their bills preserve this authority.
By passing this law, we're giving the authority on traffic, noise, odors, setbacks, all of that to municipalities or counties.
Speaker Hickman did not grant State Impact's request for an interview, but Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman did. The Republican and ranking state senator is a co-sponsor of the speaker's bill and has authored his own anti-frack ban legislation.
If cities were allowed to ban, it would be very, burdensome on the business. It would also affect mineral owners.
Oil companies and mineral owners are pushing for the legislation. They don't want limits on tools like fracking, which are essential in unlocking lucrative oil and gas deposits from shale rock. Bingaman says oil and natural gas are property, and it's the state's responsibility to protect the rights and tools needed to access that property.
This bill preempts any local community on the banning oil and gas drilling within their communities. It does allow them to continue with, reasonable rules and regulations, setbacks, things like that.
Reasonable rules and regulations. Reasonable is a term used in the language and discussions about anti-frack ban legislation, but the definition of reasonable is squishy. Here's Democratic Representative Corey Williams of Stillwater on the House floor.
Obviously, we have a substantial difference between what citizens would consider reasonable versus what oil and gas would consider reasonable.
I mean, that's problematic. I mean, because reasonableness is in the eye of the beholder.
But Rosenthal, the mayor of Norman, is most alarmed by a word that's not used in leading anti-frack ban legislation, water. The bills don't give cities, towns, and counties the authority to pass oil drilling rules that protect water and water supplies, like Norman's Lake Thunderbird.
You're talking about 175,000 people who depend on that water supply, and the increasing number of oil and gas wells being drilled in that area are a cause for concern.
Rosenthal says the city of Norman isn't considering a ban on fracking, and a ban is not something she would ever personally push for. But she's concerned that the legislation or a court's interpretation of the legislation could block a lot more than local bans on fracking. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.